No, we call it the Pollyon family. We call it the family.
What was your business?
My first thing, I was a soldier.
What is that?
A button. No, I don't know. Tell me. Well, when the boss says push a button on a guy, I push a button. See, son?
Mr. Quest, you mean you kill people?
What?
You kill people at the behest of your superiors.
Yeah, that's right, Counselor.
And the head of your family is Michael Corleone.
Yeah, Counselor. Michael Corleone, right.
Did you ever get such an order?
Something I can sip slow. I so blow, I'm talking MJG and 8-Ball. Thick coat, bouncing on me like a 6-4. Dark liquor, high drawing on my eyes low. I give it up, we give it up. I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. I'm just smoking all my papers, probably roll me up a Dutch. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up. I give it up, we give it up. I give it up, we give it up. What's up? I give it up, we give it up. 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 I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up. Purple, pink, pink, purple, and a pimp drink. Key string, grand stroke by my mom. No minks, I'm weird with a Cuban link. I ain't can see the bitch, I know my own shit stink. Activist or Qualitex, probably off that high tech. Smoked out with Denzel, he got me acting trippy like a hippie. And when it comes to problems, I got plenty. But it all goes away with an eighth and a fifth of Henny. Sip the Remy, screaming for Remy. Big niggas ain't friendly. One shot to the head and he dead. Like Robert Kennedy, they envy me. These niggas ain't friendly. Niggas your frenemies, your enemies. Betraying me, friends, I call them your frenemies. Hit a dick smoke with a Nicky Bunch, she cook, fuck, she'll bag it up. She's jacking up, so I had to cut it all like a new cup. Smoking my herb, posing a third round. The crack of a fuckers and burst. Calling my team, then I'm spending the furniture. Myself, what I deserve, hold up, give me something I can sit slow. I so blow, I'm talking MJG and 8-Ball. Thick coat, bouncing on me like a 6-4. Dark liquor, high drawing on my eyes low. I give it up, we give it up. I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. I'm just smoking on my papers, probably roll me up a Dutch. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up. I give it up, we give it up. I give it up, we give it up. What's up? I give it up, we give it up. 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 I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up.
Top gunner, got hunters, not none of you niggas can fuck with the god, coldest winters, hottest summers, right. Ain't hot the summer, bread like Wonder, gotta separate the bosses from the runners, nigga keep them things stashed cause they run up. Hustle hard, nigga. Don't quit your day job. This vintage low, they don't make ours. Keep hitting up with napalm. I get my cake on, nigga. I'm A1. Right. He must be also rocking cranberry. Fucking mad rappers, where's D'Angeletti? Murder he wrote, no Angela Lansbury. Kush God, motherfucker, you niggas ain't ready.
Hold up, give me something I can sip slow. I so blow, I'm talking MJG and 8-Ball. Thick coat, bouncing on me like a 6-4. Dark liquor, high drawing on my eyes low. I give it up, we give it up. I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. I'm just smoking on my papers, probably roll me up a Dutch. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up. I give it up, we give it up. I give it up, we give it up. What's up? I give it up, we give it up. 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 I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up.
Got 30 minutes, but fuck, I mean, I guess that's a good enough time. We are here. Black Renaissance Podcast, the most wise Fleavelli. Sometimes I wish system and shit like that, right? You know, you want like better quality audio and video. But I didn't work on the quality of my podcast, right? Like actually paying more attention and like, you know, motherfucking researching my topics as I used to. It's been a lot going on in my life, man. You know, trying to work on a relationship, you know, being bipolar, schizophrenic and all that good shit. That shit is hard, you know, especially when people want to use your diagnosis against you. You know, you have to be careful about who you share your mental health problems with. I understand HIPAA laws now, right? You know, because people could use that against you and kind of like manipulate the situation. You know, they can turn any situation that they don't have like the advantage in, they can kind of like turn it against you by just like using your diagnosis, you know, like you're bipolar, so you may not be in a correct mental state worth any like for your statement to deserve any type of respect. That's how people treat the stigma, right? That's how people treat the situation. So gotta be careful about who you share that with. But that's neither here nor there, because at the end of the day, if you know your worth, you know, at the end of the day, there's a million fish in the sea. There's a million good girls who's willing to help you through your mental diagnosis. There's a million good girls who's willing to actually be there for you. You know, a lot of times you don't got to deal with the bullshit, man. For real. But anyway, let's get into it, man. Happy kind of late Thanksgiving. I wanted to do like a Thanksgiving show and kind of speak on like the family dynamics and stuff like that. I actually had some great sound bites from a Dr. Shauna YouTube video and stuff like that. She got into a very good topic about like, you know, black families being destroyed by wokeism, right? Like, you know, people being too woke and not even wanting to celebrate Thanksgiving or celebrate holidays and stuff like that no more, you know. And I think she made a very good point, you know. Like, I feel like we shouldn't neglect the holiday because of what it represents, right? But actually stand by that day, not the holiday, that day, right? That day that you're off of work and you create a new tradition with your family, right? Based around the old tradition. So like, you know, instead of it being Thanksgiving, you know, it could be like Turkey Day, whatever the case may be, you know, it could still be Thanksgiving or whatever, you feel me? But you don't got to be doing it for the American reason. You know, you could do it for your family. Like, you know, you're thankful for your family, right? And you're sharing that meal with your family because you know that memories matter. And sometimes I feel like we've neglected our families, right? I mean, look, I'll be honest with you, man. I make my own motherfucking family. I'm be so real about it. I make my own motherfucking family, man. We live in a technology age. We live in a different time span. You could communicate with people differently. You could do things differently. You know, me personally, I was raised on the internet. So I could live by the internet. Like, give me a motherfucking laptop and I'm motherfucking good, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I really don't need all that extra shit. Give me a laptop and some money, nigga. I'd be all right. For real. you know, a lot of the times now, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us, to be honest, you know, a lot of us are working. A lot of us are busy trying to, you know, make things happen, trying to, you know, chase that dream, trying to get to where we got to get to and all that in life. At the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, you're not going to have a lot of time for the people that you love. You know, especially in this economy where everything is like inflated. You know, prices is going up. Things are very expensive. You know, things was very transactional with females up until Megan Thee Stallion became celibate. Now it looks like a lot of females are starting to regress and be on some, like, you know, maybe thotting and hoeing isn't the only way, you know. So now, you know, in the winter time, you're gonna see a lot more chicks trying to play wifey, right? But, you know, for the most part, you know, I'm not gonna lie, man. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I always say even motherfucking. I'm just kind of going all over the place in this fucking podcast, right? Just talking some shit. We just talking shit. I gotta go to motherfucking traffic court in like 2-3 hours. I'm a little nervous, heartbroken and in love at the same time. Right? That's how this shit works, right? So I'm like heartbroken about one girl, in love with another. Still trying to make a decision on one. Is it really worth it? Should I just move on? You know, or should I fight? Right? Should you fight for the love? Like, you really gotta ask yourself, is it worth it? But that's not a situation I'm trying to be sharing, like, on a podcast and shit. I feel like relationship decisions, man, you gotta ask yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta talk to yourself about shit like that. You know, a lot of people come to the internet and try to get advice, and that shit fuck your relationship up, man. For real. Like, I wanted to be like a source for simps. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, even I don't really feel like that, but I feel like, I don't feel like I'm a fucking simp, but at the same time, maybe I am. You know, there has to be some place for the guys that actually want to be nice to females, right? But then you realize being nice to females only gets you the motherfucking door. And if you start out nice and you try to, like, go back to the asshole that you once was, you end up in a sticky situation. And I say that to get into the whole Diddy sex abusers act type of thing, because right now we really have this thing going on with Black men getting accused of things. Similar to the intro, right? Will you have the guy speaking on Michael Corleone saying that if he says push a button, I push a button. You know, Cassie acting like Diddy was telling her to push a button, right? You know, it's looking like they got these boyfriends looking like motherfucking pimps and shit, just for having a little fun. And like I always say, that's my biggest fear come true. My biggest fear is the things that I do in my bedroom coming out into the public. And not saying I do some wild crazy shit, but we all got kinks and shit like that. And I would hate to have to, like, hear about my dirty laundry on the internet or in a lawsuit or whatever the case may be. And as you can see, the implications and the damage is now starting to take place, right? Last week, we seen the beginning of the iceberg, right? Like, we seen, okay, the lawsuit, did he settle it? And that was that. But now you're seeing the aftermath. And this is what I was worried about. I mean, it's not really what I was worried about. It's what I actually knew was coming. But at the end of the day, people always say, oh, Dave, you're a conspiracy theorist and this and the third. But now I feel like I'm missing my conspiracy theory. Because now it looks like a lot of people don't understand how to navigate society and life. Because they're seeing that this shit is not a conspiracy. Like, you know, you may not be able to identify it or call it the Illuminati, but there is definitely some powers that be that's controlling the situation. There's definitely some people at hand that's helping you not get to where you gotta land. You feel me? Like, your plane ain't getting to its destination, and it's not because of you. See, that's the thing right there, man. You know, we need a place in society for people to speak and communicate, right? This is the purpose of podcasts and shit like that, man. There's so many subcultures and nuances in this world that there's not a lot of information on. So as a podcast, it's like your job to like speak to your environment, your community, right? Your culture. And this is how you give life to your people and stuff like that. Or you use it to fight back. And Black Renaissance Podcast is about reviving Black culture, Black American culture. You know, even as a child of an immigrant. And, you know, people see, like, how hard I go against immigrants and shit like that. And it's not because, like, I hate immigrants or something like that. It's because, like, I understand the dynamic that comes out of immigrant households, because I came out of an immigrant household and a reformed immigrant household, right? You know, a more Americanized, loving, you know, now modernized family. But prior to growing up, you know, we could have been considered the average immigrant family, right? The average immigrant, you know, almost buying into the anti-Black rhetoric mentality. But, you know, luckily I had a father that was a 5%er, you know, who understood what white supremacy was and what white supremacy is, you know. And he was a very, you know, book smart dude who taught me how to like read my way out of a problem. And understand that there's rules to everything in life, you feel me? But you gotta learn the rules before you break them, number one. And two, you gotta learn the rules to master the motherfucking game. So that's the type of way that I was like raised, right? Like, you know, learn the rules, you know what I'm saying? And you could decide to bend them, or you know, you could use those rules to your benefit. See, Diddy, he was breaking a lot of the rules, you know what I'm saying? And white supremacy could that shit kind of allows you to do shit like that, right? Like, if you've been chosen, and a lot of Black men get into that, right? Like, they get into that, oh, I'm chosen, I'm that token Negro. Like, you know, they get away with one or two situations and start feeling like they're infallible, right? Because they're guarded by white supremacy, you know. And immigrants, please. Look at these lessons. Look at these situations that's happening to Black Americans, because it will be happening to you in 10, 20 years if you get to the top of the totem pole. Right now, white America use immigrants as proxies for white supremacy. They use immigrants to enforce white supremacy and not give like black people a leg to stand on, because if the person that's enforcing the anti-black rhetoric is a person of melanated skin, that could confuse the shit out of you. How many times have you been experiencing something racist from like an African, and they be like, oh, I'm black like you, how the fuck could I be racist? And like, dude, you could be anti-black because you're not my black. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not even black. You don't consider yourself black. You consider yourself African. You consider yourself Haitian. You consider yourself Dominican. You don't consider yourself black, because that term black applies to the nigger. And when y'all say nigger, y'all mean that shit like a white person saying it to a fucking slave in the 1800s. You understand? See, you playing a different type of game in 2023, man. You playing a game that these immigrants are disseminating information over these social networks, right? They're quickly picking up on game and trying to use it to their advantage. And black people caught on. Niggas moved the fuck down south. I don't know why I'm still in New York City. You know? I don't know why I'm still in New York City. I'm like the last person still documenting half of these racist transgressions and stuff like that. How does every black man have a sexual assault charge? How does Eric Adams have one now? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does the Adult Survivors Act become the Black Man Scapegoat Act? And that is the thing. They want to paint the black man as the face of pedophilia. They want to paint the black man as the face of sexual degeneracy. And they've been trying to do that for some time now. When a black man is probably the most upstanding sexual citizen. That actually is a fucking like a term or some shit, right? I probably just made that shit up, but like, you know, the black man has like the most respect when it comes to sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not into like taking advantage of people and stuff like that, regardless of the stereotypes and the propaganda. You know, if you buy into the propaganda, you'll think that the black man is led by his dick, when that couldn't be further from the truth. You would think the black woman is led by her vagina, when that couldn't be further from the truth. You have to understand these things, man. You have to understand that the Jezebel stereotype has been pushed for over 100 years now. About like 110, 120 years now. The monster black man chasing the white vagina has been painted for 110 years now. But now they kind of replaced the white vagina with the Latin vagina, right? The exotic vagina, right? You want something different outside your culture. You want something mixed, right? And now you're watching what mixed pussy gonna get you. You're watching what going outside your race is going to get you, because guess what? When you go outside your race, these people have no real loyalty to you. You're not benefiting their community. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about you. You're just a come up to them. You just a dildo and a come up, for real, black man. You know, from them Latin women and shit, they don't want their little, you know, their little woodpecker guys. White women, they don't want their little woodpecker guys. Come over to the black man, have some fun, but can't be too much fun. Can't act like you like it. know what I'm saying? What Kanye said? Fucking a black guy and a gangbang is the same thing. It devalues the price just the same. So a girl who had a train ran on her is the same as a white girl who had sex with a black man. Is that not insanity? You're talking about a full-on fucking slut could sit there and compare it to a woman like Kim Kardashian just for having sex with a black man. These are the stereotypes that people like Kim Kardashian had to like defeat. And people don't like take that into consideration. People just say, oh, like your career was just nothing. It's like, well, her career kind of was overcoming cultural barriers, right? Like, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West probably done more for interracial relationships than any motherfucking American law could have done in the last 400 years. Let's be serious. Let's be fucking serious. Like, we have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to be real with the fact that a lot of the controversy that Kim Kardashian faced was because she was dating a black man and she couldn't take it no more. She tried to go back white and it just wasn't her thing. And now she's kind of like, you know, in between or whatever the case may be, it is what it is. Why you think Kim Kardashian went back to a white man after Kanye West? She was tired. She was mentally tired of the media's abuse. Everybody's human, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because people are celebrities and shit like that, dude, they're still human. You know what I'm saying? They just live more in a bubble and, you know, like, they try to pick and choose what information gets to them because, you know, they got the same type of mental capacity as me and you. Just with a larger team. We cannot keep letting black men be the scapegoat. And unfortunately, it starts with black people. It starts with black people coming together. It starts with black people understanding that immigrants are agitators. You have to understand that immigrants are agitators and they have been placed to agitate. And if you're going to try to look past the anti-blackness that's been embedded in most of these immigrants, you have to do it understanding that these people will stab you in the back. It's just the way that they was brought to this country. It is what it is. Maybe in due time that culture will change. But right now, that's where the culture's at. Shout out to Carisha. Shout out to Diddy understanding after a while he cannot be with anything other than a black sister. Shout out to me for understanding that you can't be with anything other than a black sister. Because these bitches will stress you out, man. I need peace in my life. You know, it just hurts my soul to hear that Diddy had to step down from Revolt after he gave FBA a chance. It hurt my soul to hear Diddy had to step down from Revolt when he gave Tariq Nasheed a chance. You see, this is white supremacy right here. This is white supremacy right here. if you align yourself with a movement that they do not like, that agent immigrant pussy that you was getting 10 years ago, she was doing everything you said because, you know, she believed in, you know, because she believed in the eye. Now, guess what? You become the sex trafficker. You become the pimp. You will be held liable for every sexual transgression at least, that young female had. In her 20s. The black man has always been, and it's looking like will always be, the bailout for any female. Except the black woman. Only the black woman can't say, let me not say that. Because even the black women have found their place in using and abusing the black man. You know. Domestic violence situations, agitating domestic violence situations, whatever the case may be. But for the most part, a lot of black sisters, they don't go to police and shit like that. They try to handle it in the house. You know, they call their brothers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Black sisters and shit, they ain't with that police shit. You smack a black chick, man, they gonna call their brother. Their brother might shoot you. I ain't gonna lie. They brother be waiting for that one boyfriend to get out of line and shit like that, so they can show their mom they really on gangs of time. Man. Like, for real, for real. Immigrants going to the police. Immigrants save some shit. You feel me? When immigration can be, wait, don't shit me off. Don't shit me off. I know some sexual traffickers. Bingo. Green card granted. Oh, you gonna take down a couple niggas? Oh yeah, you can stay in this country. You good. That's all we needed. That's all we needed. That's the goal of America, to destroy black men. And once you're in on that goal, you're a part of the American dream. Welcome to America, immigrant. Oh, man. But with that being said, man, I got to get up out of here, man. I ain't trying to do this shit all day, man. Shout out to y'all, man. FBA your motherfucking day, man. It's the FBA, the side by side. I love my baby. Motherfucking, you know what I mean? 40 to the gangsters, man. 80 to the G's. Motherfucking, you know, it's the most wise flea of belly. Be here. You know what I'm saying? We'll probably spin back with some more on topic subjects and all that. But for the most part, man, it is what it is, man. Stop using black men as a scapegoat. Stop dating immigrants. Date inside your race and stay black and proud. FBA all day. You're That's the motherfucking episode, man. You know what I mean? BRP 6S6, you know, episode. I'm about to get out. And I mean, y'all niggas stay fly. You already snow, man. See y'all niggas on Tuesday. You know what I mean? 40.